Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Buildings that spring up from the sand, major highways and artificial lakes, grand designs, all built in record time. Over the last 5 years, real estate skyrocketed in Dubai. These towers were sold and resold several times on spec, or flipped, before a foundation stone had even been laid. Speculation on a scale that's unique. Speculation that drew investors from around the world.
Well, the more hyped they were, the harder they fell, I guess. Lehman Brothers move over. Dubai is the latest economic powerhouse to sink under the weight of over-leveraging, also known as too much debt. In their case, it was too much, too glamorous to fail, too oil-rich to fail, but apparently not. And we have a Brian Lehrer Show listener who was caught in the desert crash. We will meet her in a minute. To launch a December series that we will call Your Uncommon Economic Resolve. And it was 1 year ago today, on December 3rd, 2008, that we introduced our series and our webpage, Your Uncommon Economic Indicators. It began with suddenly affordable wines, fewer people eating out, more people shopping for used clothes. Hundreds of you have sent in stories, photos, videos. You called us to report easy commutes, because people weren't on the road, more people taking lunch to work and stealing it from the office fridge. So now that the year is ending and a recovery is declared by the masters of the universe, we want to debrief 2009 a little bit and turn to your uncommon economic New Year's resolutions for 2010. So you can post either on our Uncommon Economic Indicators webpage, that's WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And callers, how have things worked out this year? If you posted in the past, send us an update. What's different now? Or any first-timers, if you never posted to your Uncommon Economic Indicators, did you get that master's degree? Did you keep your home? Did you think more about your spending and resolve to get out of debt? Maybe you're not feeling the recovery that we hear about in the news, but have you recovered in some important way, or has it been harder than you thought it would be? We want to know about it, and maybe it will help other people, most importantly, to hear about your experiences in 2009. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So that's for the year gone by. And second, now that we have weathered a full year of recession, what is your new resolution? What have you learned this year that is going to become your economic resolution for 2010? Tell us about it. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What is your uncommon economic resolution for 2010? Again, what economic New Year's resolutions did you make for yourself at the beginning of this year, and how did they work out? And what is your uncommon economic resolve for 2010? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post it to our Uncommon Economic Indicators Project at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And as your calls are coming in, one of the early contributors to your Uncommon Economic Indicators is here. Amy Schumann graduated from Columbia a few years ago and, after lots of searching, got a job she loved with a New York City nonprofit. But then she posted on our page, "I quit that great job to move to Dubai." You knew it would come back to Dubai eventually, right? "I moved to Dubai for an even greater urban planning job. I moved for the once-in-a-lifetime experience and to help pay off those Columbia degrees." Well, what Amy got was a job in a city with an exploding real estate bubble and more than $50 billion in debt. As we now know, we have a clip of Amy being interviewed by a French television channel while she was in Dubai and chuckling about it in the background.
I wanted to be absolutely sure that it was going to go ahead and that it was going to be a secure job. And yeah, I came the end of October, and the middle of January, I was let go. So I quit a great job. I would have probably still had that job if I was still in New York.
And she's back in New York and in our studio. Hi, Amy Schumann.
Hi, Brian Lehrer. It's so great and exciting to be on your show.
So I guess Dubai didn't turn out to be the oil well of riches that you had hoped.
No, not so much. I mean, I kind of went really for the experience. The professional experience was really great and really, would have been really fantastic. And so, yeah, it just kind of, it's almost as soon as I got there, things started to kind of fall apart.
In what way? Did your colleagues see the crisis coming there? Because as far as most people in the United States are concerned, this is new news in the last week.
Well, as I was mentioning before the show started to you, this was kind of all of the Dubai's economic problems, the debt, the excessive building. I mean, everyone who lives there, I think, knows that. They've known it for a long time, but they think, it won't ever stop the plan. It won't stop the growth. So it's always kind of full steam ahead. And actually, before I got there, I asked my prospective employer. I said, what's going on? And he said, no, it should be fine. We're going forward. Nothing is slowing down.
What was it like to work in Dubai? It seems like such an exotic place to most Americans. What were you doing exactly in the urban planning field, and what was it like being there?
It was interesting. It was surprisingly not as sort of exotic as I thought it would be. There's so many Western chains there and stores, and the culture is
very much. It's a big city with a lot of skyscrapers, right?
It's huge. So many skyscrapers, and even more than that, cranes. Actually, that's the national bird, the crane. And when you get there,
it used to be the official municipal bird of New York.
Yeah.
Until the crash.
Yeah, exactly. So when you got there, or when I got there, there was just, you would see cranes everywhere and building and hammering all the time. So it was just an incredible pace of development. And my role was really to kind of look at the strategic direction of growth of a 3 billion square foot area called Dubai Land, which was another of their kind of incredible projects. And actually, interesting.
Was it a theme park?
Actually, it did involve Universal Studios and as well as some other major, amusement sort of projects, including Tiger Woods
and
golf course.
Really? So that's in the news today, and Universal Studios in the sale to Comcast, I guess, today as part of the NBC deal.
It's so timely. I was actually looking at working with consultants, and we were looking at the pace of development. And basically the development, they were building out too much in the next 30 years against really the demographic forecasts of how many people would actually move there. And so part of my role was really to, work with the consultants who were doing a lot of the, sort of modeling and planning and working with the leadership to really trying to see how we could manage growth so that it could be sustainable.
We'll hear more of Amy's story in a minute. But listeners, what economic New Year's resolutions did you make for yourself at the beginning of this year, and how'd they work out? And what is your economic resolve for 2010? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And call us for a few reasons. Call us just to unburden yourself and tell your story. Call us to express pride in something you accomplished or frustration. And call us because it might help other people who are going through some of the same things that you may have been going through. 212-433-9692, like Charles in Yonkers. Hi, Charles. You're on WNYC.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
About 2.5 years ago, I was fortunate enough to be able to pay off my credit card debt, get it all down to zero, and I resolved at that point to not use my credit cards as much as I had been, and to pay them off in full every month. And I'm very glad I did that, because I've been getting, I'm sure like everyone else, I've been getting notices in the mail about these outrageous
interest rate hikes
with the and the choice is you can opt out of the interest rate hike, but then they cancel your credit card.
What did you have to change in order to get yourself down to paying off your bill every month?
I don't use the credit cards for... I don't buy anything that I don't have the money immediately to pay for. I either write a check or I pay cash,
So it took willpower on your purchases.
Yes, and I'm not living a Spartan existence by any stretch of the imagination, but I just I didn't want the credit card companies getting any more of my money, and and I'm so glad I did that now. I'm glad now that I've done it because they're being greedy. Just like they're so taking advantage of people who use their cards.
Charles, thank you very much. Glad that worked out for you. Michelle in Scarsdale, I think, has a new uncommon economic resolution. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. What's your resolution?
Well, my resolution has been not to take any of it personally. And when my husband and I have had good years, we don't spend that much more. And when we have bad years, we just say, you know, we will be careful, but it's really about the good years and not saying, oh, I'm such a great salesperson, I'll always have this income. Just, you know, figuring out what we need and sticking to that, because then in the good years we've generated some excesses that have kept us going through these bad years.
So there's a kind of shame or self-doubt that you have to fight?
I think it's more the sense of, oh my God, I'm fabulous. I've made a lot of money this year, and it's always going to be this way. And my husband has just never been that way. He's kind of the primary breadwinner. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, next year might not be as good. So we really acted on it, and we just said, okay, in the good years, we're just going to sock it away.
There's a little humility that goes with that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Michelle, thanks a lot. Good luck in 2010. And Amy Shulman, what was it like for you when you realized that your job in Dubai in urban planning wasn't going to last as long as you thought? Was it a shock to your self-esteem?
Oh, completely. I'm just going to be honest to the viewers, to all your listeners in New York. I mean, it feels terrible. I mean, I knew sort of, you know, kind of logically, and that it wasn't my fault that, you know, one after the other was being called into the boss's office, so to speak, to be let go. It wasn't a performance issue. But still, you know, you feel kind of, you know, it's not a nice feeling.
You wrote in your original Uncommon Economic Indicators post that you started looking for jobs originally in both the United Arab Emirates and here in New York, but you were hesitant about coming back here, and you worried about not having health insurance and feeling embarrassed about losing the job. And you didn't expect to get a lot of sympathy from your family because they were always against going to help what they called that megalomaniac shake. Have they been?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to say, friends and family have been so supportive and wonderful. And, you know, one good thing that has come out of this whole situation is, you know, definitely forming closer relationships with people. So, you know, it wasn't so bad as I thought coming back in terms of that stuff. But, you know, it, and I probably might have been projecting a little bit on that post, but, you know, it was definitely difficult. I mean, there are a lot of benefits that I think Americans, we just don't get. It's quite embarrassing.
What do you mean?
Well, so, all right. So I say I was talking with some friends in Dubai, talking about layoffs and who did this and who did what. All of my friends who are in Europe or Australia, they were going back. They had health insurance. They were guaranteed unemployment benefits. They had, you know, free tuition. I mean, they had so many benefits. And I felt embarrassed as an American. I love my country, but I felt embarrassed because I knew that we don't get any of that stuff.
Can you get unemployment or COBRA, at least in the States, if you're an American who got laid off in Dubai?
No, you're not entitled to anything. Nothing. Zilch.
Erica in Fairfield. Hi, Erica. You had an economic resolution going into this year, right?
Absolutely. And our resolution as a family is going forward, not embracing this idea that we need all these things, so to speak, these material things. We've pretty much lost everything we had. And the lessons we've learned is that we didn't really need those things to begin with.
What'd you give up?
We've given up quite a bit. We've sold a house. We're now renting. This is an old house we bought with the idea to renovate entirely, you know, kind of as a hobby. And we ended up selling that house when our own business began to tank. We were self-employed. We did it because we had to. I look back now and think that that little two-bedroom, one-bathroom that we left to do that renovation project was just fine. I'd give anything to have it back.
You got a New Year's resolution, economic, for 2010?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw off those American luxurious ideas of what middle-class living is about, and it's going to be about pocketing that money away, both in good times to get through bad, and really taking a very close look at what we actually need to live our lives and provide for our kids.
The word savings returns to the American vocabulary, as exemplified by Erica in Fairfield. Erica, thank you. Good
You're
luck.
Welcome. Thank you.
Lester on Riverside Drive. You're on WNYC. Hi, Lester.
Oh, hi. I know I've a couple of things. One, I made about, I'm up about $1 million in the market this year.
You did?
Yeah.
Because you bought low, like when the Dow went to 6,500, and here you are?
No, even before that. But actually, I'm up $1.5 million from there. But
are you bragging?
No, I'm saying I feel guilty about it. It's my favorite. I still clip coupon. These are all numbers. I live very modestly. I mean, it's just mathematics. But, you know, I feel horrible living in the country. There's a great line in a Woody Guthrie song, the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor. And that's what it is. It's a horrible country in which, you know, you can make money just... you know, just pressing buttons on a computer.
So you know what people want to know. They appreciate the fact that you have probably some guilt, as you put it, about this, and not just boastful, but you know what they want to know. What's your system?
Oh, it's just math. It's just dividend stocks and buying them when they pay about 7% and selling them when they go down to around 5%. It's just electric utilities.
All right. You
it's
have a
simple.
Resolution for next year?
I put stop loss. I think it's going to be a crash next year, and I put stop losses on all my stocks.
Lester's going to get his own show, I think, on Bloomberg or something.
But it's just simple math. It's not being, you know, not being terribly greedy. It's just going with simple mathematics.
Lester, thank you very much. And Amy Schumann, who posted originally to our Uncommon Economic Indicators almost a year ago, now back from the job she had for a short time in the United Arab Emirates in Dubai. Do you have an economic resolution for 2010?
Yes, I do. I think going through what I've been through this last year, I would like to make it into something, turn it into something constructive and positive for other people. So I really feel very much committed to advocacy and policy, workforce development issues, economic development issues, labor issues. So hopefully I can incorporate some of that into, you know, my next, my work. And really, you know, try to, you know, share with people my experience and also, you know, try to do something positive for people who are having a difficult time right now.
Amy, thanks a lot for joining our community at our Uncommon Economic Indicators.
Thank you.
And thanks a lot for coming on the radio, and best of luck to you. And as the month goes on toward year's end, folks, we will hear from other listeners like Amy who have posted to our Uncommon Economic Indicators page, as it is at its one-year anniversary right now, and see how they've been doing since they posted their original thoughts. And we want yours. What did you try to change about your economic life in 2009, and how did it work out? What lessons can others learn from it, importantly? And what economic resolutions are you making for 2010? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for our Uncommon Economic Indicators. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.